in Houston. Casper turned over the power supply to Orion at 3358.
Roger, Casper.
With Ken Mattingly's report that he turned over power to the LEM, which came at 33 hours, 58 minutes, we would expect shortly to begin seeing telemetry data from the lunar module. Also, Mattingly commented on a problem that had been reported previously, and that is that one of the 12 docking latches on the command module apparently had not latched firmly around the docking ring of the lunar module as would normally be expected. This doesn't constitute any concern. Three of these 12 docking latches are adequate to assure a hard dock, and only one of the 12 is not latched down firmly. The belief at the present time is that it's probably just hung up. If the thing were fired again, that it would engage fully. And it doesn't appear that anything further will be done with this particular latch. The expectation is that when the two vehicles are separated and then docked again, that the latch will perform properly. And as we mentioned, in any event, only three of the 12 latches are required for a hard docking. We have now started getting LEM data, so we'll be taking a good look at all of the systems on the lunar module.
Super on VHF Alpha, I mean.
Man, that's good stuff, isn't it?
Just
you're
beautiful.
Just as clear as you can be.
Okay. Go. 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 Hey, kid!
Orion, Casper on Bravo 7X.
Okay, I'm reading you 5x. Casper, how me?
Loud and clear.
You're super. Houston, how do you read? Orion, over.
You're loud and clear, Orion.
Okay, we're coming down, down voice back up and on a hot mic, and you're loud and clear to us, over.
Roger.
Okay, how does the low Brit rig look to you, Pete?
Looks good, Orion.
Okay, I'm going to bit rate to the high. Okay, how do you rate now, V?
Land clear.
Okay, you're 5 also. You got high bit rate.
Looks good, Johnny.
Okay, we're going Bowman right. Okay, how do you rate now, Pete?
Line clear.
Okay. Okay, you're on a, we're down to step 5 on page 1-18. Do you want to look at the high bit rate some more?
Negative, we don't want to look at anymore.
You do not. Roger, we're going to low bit rate. Okay, the book says perform voice and low bit rate check with Miss Finn. How do you read?
Loud and clear.
Same old. Houston, how do you read with the function and voice? Over.
You're line clear.
Okay, you're 5i and low bit rate. How does it look?
Low bit rate looks good.
Okay, we're going to high bit rate. And we'll do the same thing with you, voice check and high bit rate check. Houston, how do you read now? Over.
You're line clear.
Okay, give me a short count, please, Pete.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Right, you're very good. Okay, we're going to, bit rate is going low, and we're going S-band range to ranging.
Roger.
Okay, how do you read now? Over.
Loud and clear.
Okay, how does the ranging check going?
Stand by. Ranging looks good, Arun.
Okay, Houston, our ED bats are both go at 37 volts, and the sequence camera works.
Roger, copy.
And John's OPS was 5,800 and mine was 6,000. Over.
Roger.
Okay, as far as we're concerned, the comm is just super, and we're ready to go on to page 120 and deactivate if you guys are.
Stand by, 1-0. Okay, around you can deactivate.
Okay, deactivating.
Our LEM controllers here in the control center report that all of the LEM systems look good based on the telemetry data that we're receiving. Apollo 16 at this time is 128,138 nautical miles from Earth, traveling at a speed of 4,221 feet per second. And Charlie Duke reported that he and Young are now ready to begin deactivating the lunar module in preparation for going back into the command module and closing up the hatch.